When you walk into certain shuls, you hear a buzz. Unfortunately, it isn't the buzz of people davening to connect to their creator. It's the buzz of people getting together and sharing what has been going on with them during the week. The drive people have to communicate with each other while davening can't only be a soul drive, one soul reaching out to connect with another. It must be that the body has a strong drive to connect with others also. Like every physical drive, it has a positive purpose and it can be misused. The rabbis teach in way number 20, minimize conversation. Use it when it's positive, cut it out when it is negative. The conversation we're talking about isn't discussions about Torah learning or heart-to-heart talks about your direction in life. Those are obvious soul needs. Although the body can be involved, that is why those talks go better with a friend, it doesn't have to be. The conversations in this way are the ones you have about how things are going at work, how your kids are doing at school, what exercise you are doing at gym, why Zoom is going to collapse the RAND, and many other subjects. What purpose do these conversations serve? In fact, every conversation can be used to gain insight into the hidden world of other human beings. All of us have experiences in life, deeper perceptions, ideals, and goals that we don't generally reveal to anyone who isn't very, very close to us. Conversation is a way to get at those hidden facets of human experience and the lessons on life that other people have learned. In order to make use of conversation to do this, you have to first appreciate what is negative about the normal conversations we often have. Certainly, the talk in shul about our mortgages is not very productive when we should be talking with God about our lives. But even conversations about business or vacations in more neutral settings can be a waste of time. We would think it crazy to see someone throwing even 5 RAND coins away every few minutes, but time is money, and an unnecessary conversation can use up time worth much more than 5 RAND. In addition, undirected conversation can lead to lashon hara. It is even more fun to speak about other people than it is to talk about vacationing in the Kruger. It can lead to making fun of other people. We and our conversation partner can share a beautiful moment at the expense of someone else. It can lead to us feeling unhappy and dissatisfied and needing to keep up with the Joneses who have taken the trip to Mauritius we can't afford. So what can you do? First, make a decision that you don't want conversations about trivialities. If you feel there is no point to the conversation, seek a way to get out of it. I have to run now is not being dishonest. There are some people you do have to run away from. But a better response would be to ask yourself, what do I want to know about this person? What would I want to know about any human being? For example, ask someone, what do you do for your work? That's a good icebreaker. But follow up. If the person is a policeman or a teacher or a filmmaker, you can find out what projects are they working on? What interesting things have they seen recently? If they are Jewish, what is it like to be a policeman in a non-Jewish environment? My father was a policeman in New York for 30 years and had lots of interesting stories. What is it like to be a teacher in King David or in a school that is mostly black? Sometimes you can get deeper insights by asking a person what he would like to do instead of what he is doing, or ask people what they are learning and what do they think about it. What problems have they had and how have they dealt with them? It helps to read a good book about dealing with people, like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Know the person's name, be interested, learn to listen, and don't tell a person he is wrong are tried and true principles for conversation. By conversing with people, you can learn a lot of wisdom, because every person is different and each has his own world. They don't always know how to directly share it with you, but if you talk with them, you can access many of their insights. And knowing where people are at is the first step to being able to love them and help them, and even to know how they can help you. Included in the idea of minimized conversation is the idea of minimizing your words when you are in a conversation. Say what has to be said in the most concise way. The rabbis say, the words of the wise are few and their meanings are many. The Talmud learns many principles of life from the seemingly ordinary conversations of Torah scholars. In contrast, if a person talks too much, people judge he has nothing to say. May we succeed in communicating with people in the right way at the right time, and when we're in shul, just have a conversation with God.